Recap McCook City Council meeting number 2 for the month of October in our studio, City Manager Nate Schneider. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good, sir.
Good.
Councilman Gene Whedon is back. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
We're just talking about the World Series, guys. Okay, yes. Nate, who you picking, Jays or Dodgers? Well, how many games?
Dodgers in 5.
Okay. In 5. Wow.
Yeah, the Dodgers are just at a different level.
Okay. Gene?
Oh, I'm a National League person, so I got to go with the Dodgers, and I agree with Nate. I'll go 5.
I'm picking the Jays in 7.
I hope you're right. It'd be a fun – I mean, I always like when it gets stretched out to the 7th game. I mean, you know, I was disappointed the Mariners didn't win, but at least it went to 7. It was a good game last night. That was pretty exciting.
So. Well, it goes 2-3-2 format, so Jays got to win one. If not both, because the next 3 are in a Dodger Stadium, and then the final 2 are at Toronto. So we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Hopefully, I just want a good series.
Right.
I mean, a good series. That's what you kind of hope for this time of the year.
Let's get the agenda from last night. Announcements, recognitions, anything there?
I just went through a list of some of the upcoming events that we have going on, meetings and whatnot. We are going to have health board hearings on November 4th. We are in the process of advertising and sending notices out in the mail. I think there are 4 properties on our list. And we do our best to try to get compliance from property owners to help us with properties that are in need of abatement. Sometimes we have to just kind of take it a little bit further. And so the health board hearings, usually they're fairly quick, but they're open to the public. If people want to come, they're more than welcome to. We also have the highway commissioners coming into McCook on, I think it was Friday at 8:30. We're going to have a meeting out at the East Campus of McCook Community College. That'll be a good meeting, I think, and give us an opportunity to talk about our interests. If the public want to talk about, you know, any questions or concerns they may have regarding the state highway system, the Department of Transportation will be out there to answer those. So, and I think there was one more thing, and I can't even remember what it was now.
The 28th and 29th audit?
Oh, yeah, our auditors. Yeah, I was trying to forget that one, I guess. No, our auditors are coming in. They come in always about the same time of the year. Either it's the end of October or the beginning of November. So we're going to have to kind of work around their schedule so we can get the packet out for this upcoming November 3rd meeting. But just wanted to let the council know that they might be getting the packet earlier than usual or maybe a little bit later, just depending on how long that takes. Usually it's 2 days, but it's pretty intense when they come in. And I know Leanne gets very busy and Connie and everybody over in the front of the office. And so we'll try to get that packet out as fast as we possibly can, but there could be a little bit of a delay.
Had a couple of public hearings.
Well, actually, Lee and Linda Maidenhead requested a bed and breakfast for a house, but they have withdrawn that at the current time. So that motion was withdrawn. So maybe they might bring it back later for a future action, but right now that was just withdrawn.
You had a number of items on the consent agenda last night.
We did. We had a big consent agenda. Nothing was pulled, but Sarah Schneider did come up and speak on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce. Just kind of talked about the Noel on Norris celebration that's coming up. It's going to be on December 6th this year. She also wanted to make sure that people realize there's going to be a movie at the Fox Theater that upcoming Saturday. So I think it's that, or maybe it was Sunday. I can't remember if it was the 13th or the 14th. I don't remember. It'll be publicized, Rich. You'll find out.
You better remember, Nate, or else.
Yeah. It's she tells me I have like a memory like an elephant when I want to, but then when it comes to the stuff that she has going on, I forget everything. So that's probably not fair. But no, she was really excited. The one thing that she really wanted to say thanks to or give credit to, the Strunk family actually made a very nice donation to the Chamber of Commerce to add more lights and things like that to the downtown area or to the park or along the islands. And so the Chamber is going to kind of come up with a game plan how they want to best use those funds. But it's really neat when we have people that are willing to invest in our community. And the Strunks, they remember how special Christmas was when they were here. And they want to make sure that tradition continues. And so lots of events. She was just in the meeting to go ahead and just replace, request some street closures and the mm-hmm. use of the park and those kinds of things. So, but it'll be fun. It'll be another fun Christmas time. So we're looking forward to it.
I see. Already looking toward the armor coating and crack ceiling projects for next summer,
yep.
aren't you?
Yep, yep. Kyle's been working on that. We put that on the agenda last night. So we're constantly trying to make sure that we do our upkeep and maintenance. The council, they put aside sales tax dollars every year to make sure that we've got some funds so that way we can do those types of projects. So we're always having to think a little bit ahead. You know, unfortunately, I think on the list last night, too, was our snow policy. I know that Kyle and his guys don't like to think that far ahead, but it's not that far right now. I mean, we're right there. You know, we were talking with Miranda as we came in, and it feels cold out there today, and I think that probably everybody that went outside today was a little shocked to the system. But we're going to be getting into the winter months here pretty quickly, and there's going to be snow, and just make sure that everybody is aware of what our policies are. And if you have questions, I mean, obviously you can contact the city. I think it's also probably on our webpage. And so we can kind of help out with whatever questions you may have.
It could be 70 degrees and she's still cold. So, yeah. Just, you know, yeah.
That's not fair. Yeah, she's pretty tough. So,
okay. Okay.
I just like to compliment Sarah on Heritage Days. I thought it was awesome. The parade was awesome. And then to go up to Norris Park and then to walk around and see all the venue and the food. I mean, Sarah did an awesome job, and that was wonderful. I mean, to see all those people in community, and that was just a great opportunity. I just want to congratulate Sarah for what she's done, because she has done a wonderful job. And so.
Yep, and I'm sure he's starting to think already about next year already.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's crazy. They had their first Heritage Days meeting for next year yesterday. So, I mean, they start working on that a year in advance. They're talking about theming and all that good stuff that goes along with Heritage Days. So I like to say it's her better half that really makes this thing get pulled together, but I don't think that's probably the case. So.
Well, another thing I'd like to compliment Sarah is, okay, on Thursday night in the parking lot, you know, over on East First Street, we have, you know, Farmer's Market. And that's been, you know, been well attended. So I think congratulations. Thank you, Sarah, for what you've done for that, because that's awesome on Thursday night to have that there.
Mm-hmm. It's nice
and
to get
some
use.
That's why we built the covering so that we could use it for things like that. Yeah. You know, we have water and we have electricity, so we could use it. So it's a good use for that particular park.
Yeah, we've had that for about 10 years, and it's never really been used for its obviously the main purpose is to try to get vehicles off of Norris. So that way we've got plenty of space for everybody to park in the downtown area. We also wanted to make sure that it was a venue where people could hold events if they wanted to. We've got potable water out there. You know, we've got hookups. You know, it's just a nice facility, and so it's nice to see that getting used for one of the intended purposes that we had for that covered parking area.
All right, moving on to the regular agenda from last night. Consider requests authorizing use to community betterment funds to cover the rental fees. Share the Heat fundraising event that was just held past weekend at the Heritage Senior Center.
Right. Did we agree to fund that? What was it, $1,800?
They raised $1,800.
Right,
yeah.
They raised $1,800.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yep, and that, so the request came in, obviously the event occurred on Sunday, but the request was to go ahead and waive the fees, which the council did last night. It's a good thing for our community.
Yeah. We've done that in the past, haven't we?
Yeah.
Update regarding the latest on the youth sports complex.
Let me get my glasses a little bit tighter on my nose here. So here the last few weeks, I just had a couple of the highlights. I mean, we're constantly working on things, but these are some of the highlights. We had our pre-construction meeting for the infrastructure that's going to be going in into the final platted area that comprises the Walter subdivision. And we had that on October 7th. It was a really good meeting. We had some good questions. And Paulson's actually is the company that got the bid on this project. The entire value of the bid is $4,780,000. That's going to get us our street, water, sewer, and storm sewer connections. They're going to be starting that project probably here at the end of October, the beginning of November. So it's not too far off. And then working hand in hand with that, we've been trying to put together and piece together our financing component for the infrastructure. You know, we're looking at using some of the street buyback dollars and also a portion of the 1.5% sales tax that's already been implemented, so this wouldn't be a new tax. But we would utilize some of those funds that we have from that 1.5% sales tax to go ahead and pay for the cost of construction, and then also We are in the process of working on a plan to start selling commercial and multifamily lots out at that Walter subdivision area. And so we're employing the assistance of Craig Bennett over Miller and Associates. He's going to be helping with some mock-ups so we can kind of show what this is going to look like when it's all said and done. We'll use that kind of as a way to track potential purchasers. We're working with the EDC and the retail coach to try to sell these lots. And what we're going to do is we're going to bake the cost of the infrastructure into the value of the lots. So when we sell them, we are not just selling the lots, but also they're going to have ready-to-use infrastructure, so they aren't going to have to put that in themselves, and there's value to that. And so we can bump up that price for the lots, so that way we can capture or recapture some of that cost that we're putting into it. So I told the council, be prepared. There's probably going to be an ordinance coming on November 3rd. That ordinance is going to allow for us to issue some obligations, kind of like what we've been doing, bond anticipation notes. We'll sell those lots. We'll retire those as quickly as we possibly can. And then hopefully we've got all sorts of people that are wanting to come into McCook and put up shop. So that's the game plan, whether it's a hotel or a big box store or restaurants or whatever the case may be. That's what we want to see out there. So, and we'll have space to accommodate. And then finally, you know, we've been working on grant applications. I know we've been talking about this, but I think we sent in 3 grant applications, and then we've got some letters that we're sending out today and tomorrow. I think right now we're at $12.6 million that we have to put towards the sports complex. The total value of the project is $16.9 million. That's not the infrastructure and whatnot. That's just the sports complex area by itself. But we've got a lot of different grant applications out there. We're working on some naming rights. I think that we're down to maybe a couple of corrections on that, and then we're going to start marketing the opportunities out at the sports complex for naming rights. And so lots of moving parts, but I mean, it really is exciting. Things are starting to really happen. I just drove by there this morning before I came into the radio station, and I saw that they were framing the public workshop over there. And so I called over to Kyle and told him that was going up, and he was pretty excited about that. So you can see all the light poles going up. You can see all the fence posts going up. You can see concrete that's been poured. They're really moving very fast. That whole fourplex area, that north side, that's going to get done here pretty fast. And then they'll move down to the south, start doing the soccer field, start doing the championship field. So it's going to be pretty cool when it's all said and done. Just like I said, a lot of moving parts, but I think we got everything covered.
Mm-hmm. So good. You look out there, and boy, things are going up all over the place, aren't they?
Yeah.
Gene?
Well, the other thing is right now we're working on the third contract, which would be for the concession and the restroom, right?
Yeah, so that contract's done, but they're building it. So, I mean, the foundations have been poured for both the concession building and then also for the workshop. And like I said, they're actually framing out the workshop today. Maybe they started yesterday. I didn't go out and look yesterday, but I saw it this morning when I was driving up. So that was a $2.5 million contract. They ran everything in 3 separate contracts. So the first contract was for the dirt work and the Mass X. Second one is for the horizontal build out, and then the vertical build-out was the third contract. So the horizontal build-out was the most expensive part, all the fields and everything that went along with those. But, they're moving fast. Those guys are – doesn't matter. I mean, shoot, rain, they're out there pumping out the rain so that way they can get back to work. It doesn't matter the conditions. Those guys are out there. It doesn't matter if it's a weekend, if it's not the weekend. Doesn't matter if it's cold or hot or whatever. Those guys are out there working. So we really appreciate Mammoth and what they've done.
Next up, review and approve the proposed water and wastewater bill adjustment policy.
Yeah, Pat Farmer came up with a policy, and basically, Nate, the purpose of this policy is to define the limited circumstance under which the water wastewater department will consider adjustments to water and sewer bills. This ensures consistent and fair application of utility billing practices while protecting the financial integrity of the utility system. Basically, if you have a problem, let's say, for example, I got a leaky faucet or a outside leaks and my water bill is high and I come in and I complain, is this policy then it gives us how we can adjust that bill so that we're consistent, so that if when I come in, I'm treated the same way as somebody else comes in. So we've never had a policy before, so this just makes it uniform, so everybody's treated the same. So this is what we adopted last night. It's just a policy on if you have a problem with your water bill, you can come in, and this is how we can solve it. So
very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ordinance dealing with the amendment of Chapter 38, Appendix F, solid waste collection fees.
Yeah, this is the last reading, and this is out of the transfer station, and there are going to be some rate increases. I know we've talked about this on your show before, Rich, mm-hmm. but really what the rate increases are centered on is JBRJ, that's the landfill that we haul our trash to here in McCook. They have increased their rates fairly significantly. We also have some state and county fees that have been attached to our trash that's being taken up there. And so because of the adjustments that JBRJ, the state, and Perkins County have made, we have to go ahead and increase our rates. It wasn't a huge increase, but we needed to make sure that we covered those costs. So that was on the third and final reading last night. The council passed it, so it's going to be our rate structure for this upcoming year.
Already, council comments already.
There was nothing last
nothing.
Night.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
I think Linda had mentioned the fact there is a group. I want to commend Mr. Smock over at the high school. His government and law class this year, I know that they have been assigned the task of going to various meetings, whether it's council meetings or county commissioners meetings or school board meetings. And there was a group of about five or six kids last night that were here at the meeting. And I think it's really good for our young people to understand how local government works. It's going to be the form of government that is the most impactful to them. They're going to see their best bang for their buck. They want to get involved. You know, at the federal and state level, we have limited involvement. You know, they don't really listen to what we have to say. You know, we're just kind of pawns in their game. But here at the city of McCook and municipalities in Red Willow County, and McCook Public Schools and all the other taxing entities, political subdivisions. You know, we do listen to what people have to say. I know our council members at the city of McCook do a really good job of listening to people. You know, we try to as well, too, at the staff level. And I know the school and the county and the other political subdivisions that comprise our area, they do the same thing. And so I think it's really important for our younger kids, our youth, to understand how the process works, and Mr. Smock deserves a lot of credit for bringing this program in and getting the kids involved at a young age so that way they have a better understanding of their town.
Next McCook City Council meeting is coming up on November the 3rd. All right, yeah. That's a big week. Got the big give coming up here.
We got a lot of
6th.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was looking at my planning commission list for the next November, right? It's on the 10th. We got a lot of stuff coming up, which is good. That means that we're busy and a lot of progress being made. But I got a lot of things that I got to get done between now and the beginning of November.
Works out because you have meetings on the 3rd, the 17th, and then the 1st and the 15th. So you don't have anything the week of Christmas, I don't think. I'm looking at December.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah.
You should be right.
1st and 15th will be the council meetings.
Yep. And then I know we'll have, in November, I know we're going to have a planning commission meeting on the 10th.
10th, yes.
And I would assume we're going to have one on the 8th as well,
December,
too.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of good projects going on. It's just trying to get everything corralled so that way I can piece it together for these meetings. It's just,
sure.
It's a lot, but
you
we'll
bet.
Get there.